You're listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Kagan Williams is a visionary entrepreneur and advocate for sustainable oral health care. She's the founder of Peg Paste, a groundbreaking Australian brand which has revolutionised the industry since 2020. With a deep commitment to health and sustainability, Kagan embarked on a mission to provide consumers with natural alternatives to conventional oral care products, paving the way for a brighter and greener future. Driven by a passion for innovation, Kagan collaborated with renowned Australian cosmetic scientist Ayla Shepherd to create a toothpaste formula centered around the natural hydroxyapatite. This allowed Peg Paste to introduce a toothpaste that not only delivers exceptional oral care, but also offers a non-toxic, sustainable option to health and eco-conscious consumers. Hi, Kagan. Thanks so much for joining us here today. How are you?
Thanks, Alison. I'm really, really good. Thanks. I'm speaking to you actually from the Garden Island, Kauai in Hawaii right now. We've been here for a week and we're here for another two. So it's just amazing. Yeah, we're resting, recharging the batteries, but so good that technology allows us to still, you know, have conversations across the world.
Yeah. And what kind of holiday are you having? Like, is it high with activities or are you relaxing or shopping or what are you doing?
We're relaxing. We're relaxing and spending quality time together as a family.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay then. So how about you tell us about you? I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, my name is Kagan and I'm the founder of Peg Paste. I'm a busy mum of two gorgeous kids and a wife to my darling husband and number one supporter.
Wow. How old are your kids?
Lenny is three and Fisher is one.
Oh, my gosh. You really are an expert.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. How do you find that, having a family and running a business?
Definitely challenging, but it's possible. And you just have to, you just have to prioritize your time, balance everything and set goals, you know, just clear goals in your personal and professional life and work towards those.
Yeah, and you know what, that's a really good point because I think some people forget to set goals for their personal life. They're so laser-focused on the business. So I think that having life goals is super important. It goes well beyond business goals.
Totally, yeah, totally. Otherwise, I mean, you'd probably start to resent your business if it's taking away from your personal life and enjoyment and quality time, yeah.
Absolutely. All right then. What was the inspiration behind starting the business? And is this your first business?
This is my first business, yes. My background was actually PR and then construction, so it's totally, totally different.
Yeah, right.
What inspired me to create Peg Paste was a combination of two things mainly, the first being my reaction to the very real and confronting revelation that the doctor put before me when I found out I was pregnant with my first child. That interconnection between oral health and overall health is really significant already, but this really ramps up during pregnancy due to the rapid increase of hormonal activity. So learning about the increased risk of issues such as premature birth, low birth weight, preeclampsia due to poor oral health was really confronting for me. But at the same time, during my pregnancy, I was also really committed to reducing my exposure to chemicals in the foods I was eating and the products I was using, etc. So with the oral care options that were out there, I felt I had to compromise on something and I didn't want to do that. So I worked with a cosmetic scientist to create a product that aligned with my values and also performed in the way a toothpaste should.
Oh my gosh. So at what point did you start working on this business? Like, had you had your first baby by then, or where did this all happen in the timeline?
I was pregnant at the time and I literally can recall the moment. So that was, I guess, the other inspiration. It was to simplify a daily task. And I remember I was I was standing in the bathroom, just engaging in the just pain point of my life. I was picking off the hard and crusty blocked toothpaste tube, getting it all over my fingers, getting all over the bathroom. And I literally just said, that's it. I have had enough. It was 2020. And so, you know, like we were obviously all at home, and those little annoyances that we probably didn't, you know, notice or make time to address in our busy lives prior to the pandemic, they became issues when we were stuck at home. So that was one for me. And I researched an alternative, couldn't find one. I was willing to pay anything from anywhere, any postage fees, whatever. And I just couldn't find something. So I decided to do it myself. I started sketching, and I thought maybe a pump, something that's easy to use. It's practical. We can make it more sustainable. And that's how the journey started, in 2020. So it took us nearly 3 years to formulate the product. We had to get the packaging right. We had to get the formulation formulation right. That was the most important thing.
Yeah.
This formulation had to work. But then we had to get it right to suit the packaging, which was a really, really hard task, difficult,
Get right consistency so that it would pump out.
That's right. But it had to sit on the toothbrush right. When someone was moving or rinsing, if they were brushing in the shower, it couldn't be too runny that it was, falling into the bristles, all of those things. So so many trials and tests had to be conducted.
Yeah, wow. So do you reckon it was 3 years to get it to market, or was it longer, do you think?
It was almost 3 years, we launched in April of this year, so April 2023, and started in 2020.
Wow. You've infiltrated the market pretty quickly then.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. We have. But it's been in a really organic way, so it's been great.
Okay, talk us through that. So when you launched, what did you do? How did you take it to market?
At first it was online, and we've just been really focused on growing the community. Communities have leaders, and so we thought the best way was to grow this engaged community by speaking to those leaders who the community trust, who they trust their and value their opinions. And generally these leaders are in the health and wellness space. And so we started by speaking to them, trying to understand the needs of people, the needs and opportunities within the oral care space, and grow that, launched online. So we're accessible online first, and now we've started to move into the retail and pharmacy space.
Yeah. You were also at Naturally Good Expo as well, weren't you?
Yes, we were. Our first trade show,
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So what would you say that you got right? Like, I'm going to say your packaging and your branding has been one of your winning elements. Would you agree with that?
Yes. People really appreciate that. Yeah. I think, I think people love a bit of zazz in their bathrooms, and they love when their products align with their lifestyles and their aesthetic and their interior style and all those things. So definitely we needed to create something that was eye-catching.
Yes.
And pleasant to look at. But where we win is in our formulation. And, at the end of the day, you can polish something up to look great, but it has to work. Yeah. If people are going to come and repurchase it again, it has to work and benefit the consumer.
Yeah. Do you have it in a variety of different flavours, or is it the one?
At the moment it's the one, but we've got some really exciting new product development happening. Really, really excited. And we're entering we've got a new intense mint flavour that's coming out. So I was really happy that we launched with the milder mint flavour, because so many of our customers really, really love the milder intensity. And it's really great for their kids too. So parents aren't having to go out and buy separate products for their children. Their children enjoy that milder flavor. But then there is that consumer that wants that intense, fresh blast off feeling in your mouth. So we are launching an intense mint flavor to the range. And then another exciting flavor is coming to the range that includes an ingredient called siwak, miswak, that has been used traditionally by people of the Islamic faith for generations, and it has amazing oral health benefits and antibacterial properties.
Amazing. Fabulous. So will that all come to market before the end of the year?
Yes, hoping so. We're working with our formulators and manufacturers and trying to line everything up, all the challenges of manufacturing, but that is the goal, yes.
Right. Throughout your journey, even though it's been short, I'm sure there's been loads of challenges already. Is there one or two that stand out?
Yeah, there have been loads, and I'm sure there'll be more. One that stands out for us as a niche brand is cutting through the noise of the online marketplace today. It's obviously how consumers are discovering and shopping for products on a global scale today, with over 30% of Australian consumers purchasing through social media alone. We know this, but it's crazy out there.
Yeah.
It's so noisy and it's so saturated with so many products. And we're not a brand that competes with others by being louder and engaging in strategies to merely increase our social popularity over somebody else. The world doesn't need more products. It needs better ones. And the challenge we face as a brand is successfully delivering our message to the consumers who are looking for better products like ours. We don't shy away from that challenge, though, and we're tackling it by going back to basics, sales, marketing, advertising strategies, while being driven by our values. Community engagement, both in person and through online channels, providing more value to our customers through education techniques and fostering that word of mouth advertising by really connecting with our customers. Yeah. That's what we're aiming to do. And they're still the best forms in my opinion.
Yeah. Are you doing sampling? Like, do you have sample sizes that go out?
Yes. We have distributed those at trade shows, and we give them to stockists and dentists and dental hygienists to distribute to their patients to try. We're working on launching an additional range of SKUs that are smaller than our 190-gram product as an entry-level product that people can feel more comfortable to try before they commit to the larger size.
Yeah. How much does the larger size retail at?
$25.
Yeah. But it would last.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we've had feedback from our customers. It's lasting families of four up to 3 months.
Yeah, there you go.
Because there's no waste. Yeah. When you consider, you know, in a traditional tube, how much waste there is if someone squeezes too much onto the brush that you don't need, the waste from the overflow or crust over that you have to pick off. This eliminates all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Would you say that there's been anything like you've done, whether it's marketing or product development, that you've kind of gone, you know what, this actually made a big difference to, you know, our launch or our business growth?
Yeah, we're still a young brand. Yeah. So, I mean, only launching in April, we're very insight driven and we go slow. In order to mitigate risk, and it allows us to really listen to our customers and figure out the opportunities when they present themselves in an organic way. But what I will say is, for us, not saying yes to every opportunity that presents itself are decisions that we've made that have been hard, but I think have been pivotal for us.
Yeah.
We've made decisions to decline offers that were going to make us a lot of money at the time and very quickly, but at the risk of potentially bastardizing our brand and limiting our opportunity to grow in the ways that we want to or may wish to in the future. I remember at that first trade show at the Naturally Good Expo, this woman who represented a Chinese distributor of beauty products asked to purchase four pallets of stock right there and then on the spot. to export them to China. And in that moment, it was hard to clear the air of all the dollar signs that were, that were in front of me. But I had to come back to a place of clarity and consider what that meant for our brand, what that could cost our brand. Consider if we lose control of our product placement and the way in which we want our brand to be represented. So I guess this has contributed to our growth and opportunities by helping us maintain focus and clarity about the direction that we want to move in and scale at a healthy pace.
Yeah. Interesting. I've actually got a client that was in a very, very similar situation, but they actually went ahead and, oh, my God, the growth.
Right.
It's a double-edged sword, basically.
Totally. Yeah, totally. You
have to be ready for it.
Like, absolutely. Yeah. And being so young.
Yes, exactly.
You know, in the very early days.
Yeah.
As you said, it can catapult you. It really can. But one, at what cost? And if you aren't ready to scale that quickly, what could it do? So there are the things that I had to consider at the time, and now we're at a much better place.
You are right, because you do lose an element of control. And when you are a brand which has very high morals and transparency, there's just certain things that you actually have to let go of when you make that move to go so big overseas.
Yes. And I felt like personally, when you have that gut feeling, that's not a good one. Mm. And start to feel anxious, concerned, worried, like you've got to quickly rush to change things, and you're rushing people, and you might start to get short and snappy with your team and things like that. To me, that they're telling signs that maybe this isn't the best move for us right now.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Oh my gosh. All right. So what are you excited about for the next 6 months? Is there anything? I mean, obviously you've got new products coming to market, so that's exciting. It'll be your first Christmas with the brand.
Yes,
everything's
we're
first.
Planning on. Yeah, lots of firsts.
Yeah.
The new product development, super excited about that. Mm-hmm. There is it's we're expanding the range, but also offering this very niche product that I'm really excited to explore further, particularly with key opinion leaders that represent the Islamic community in the health sector. Wow. We're hosting an event in Sydney to do a really fun and unique flavor tasting research event. So we're inviting all of these leaders, media, to come and taste variations of the two new flavors in a really unique way. And so we'll collect their feedback, collect their ideas, and then go and manufacture, fine tune, formulate based on that.
Wow.
So that's happening. And then we will launch towards the end of the year with a really fun promo to drive that demand and celebrate.
Awesome. So good. Okay. So where can everyone find Peg Paste?
You can purchase Peg Paste directly from our website at pegpaste.com.au. Or if you visit our stockist page on the website, we have an amazing community of independent health food stores, pharmacies and dispensaries, specialist boutique and online retailers from all over the country that customers can purchase from as well.
Fabulous. Hagen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Alison. It's been such a pleasure.